Side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
That is not the original song that you were talking about.
No, it's not.
Good morning and welcome to WILO and Boone 102.7 Party Line. I'm Cindy, that's Melissa. Party Line is presented by our friends at TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Marsan's Window Tending in Antioch, they stick it where the sun shines. Bjerk's Fine Jewelry in Lafayette, Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance. Like a good neighbor, Susan is there. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big deals. Save money now and 24/7 at welovebigdeals.com. Freckles Graphics, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning. Clinton Carroll, Boone County Daily News.com, your free local online newspaper. Hoosier Land TV telecast. Again, we thought it got fixed yesterday. It decided not to be working, so we'll have to dig a little deeper in that. So we still want to thank our sponsors, though. 51 West Event Center, the Farmers Bank, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Reinhardt Realtors, TC Trailers, and Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union. Glad to have you back. I know it was a long fair, and it's been a long couple days for you, but glad to have you back. Lots and lots of things happening here this weekend. I mean, there is something happening everywhere this weekend. So I don't think our guest is here yet, correct? Or we haven't heard from our guest yet?
Not that I know.
In the meantime, we'll go through some of these things that are happening this weekend because, of course, we want to let everybody know what's going on. But come and join the fun at Abby and Libby Memorial Park events this week. Thursday, is today Wednesday? So tomorrow, it's a cruise in from 6 to 8, and then the Grace Scott Band will take place. And when they have their cruise ins, I think it's plaques for the first 30 cars. And so that is at Abby and Libby Memorial Park there in Delphi. Also then on Saturday at Abby and Libby Memorial Park, it's a family fun day with exotics, aquatics, and more. That's from 12 o'clock until 4, again, at Abby and Libby Memorial Park in Delphi. That is a great park. If you have not been there, definitely worth checking out, especially they've got that great cruise in coming Thursday night. So check that out. And then if you're interested on Saturday for the family fun day. Clubs for Conservation. This is a four-man scramble for Clinton County Ducks Unlimited. Registration is at 7 a.m. It's a shotgun start at 8:15. There will be games and raffles for prizes that are available as well. It's at Deer Track Golf Club. And so if you would like more information there, you can always give us a call here at the station after Party Line is over, or you can go online to register, and all you have to do is go to ducks.org/Indiana. For the Clubs for Conservation four-man scramble from the Clinton County Ducks Unlimited.
Yeah, Charlie would be proud.
Charlie would be proud.
Still going on.
Yep, he absolutely would. Mm-hmm. Also, if you think that you are a grill master, a grill chef, somebody that thinks you are pretty good on the barbecue, well, Shoop's Country Foods wants to see what you've got. They're looking for folks to join them for the Indiana State Fair Backyard Barbecue Cook-Off. That's coming up August 10th at the Indiana State Fairgrounds, but you do have to register by Friday.
Yeah. That contest actually started here in Clinton County at the Clinton County Fair.
It did. Mm-hmm. And so there's lots of categories. There's like hog burger, pork loin. There's a free category like where you can do whatever you want. Carl had all of those for me the other day.
And I forgot like a side dish.
Yeah, I forgot to write it down. So, but anyway, you could win $1,000 or more. That's because there's category winners as well. And then there's an overall grand champion. The overall grand champion gets $1,000. But if you were a category winner as well, you could win more than that. There's also categories for showmanship. So it's a fun thing to do. I've been down there while they're judging that and doing that. It is a lot of fun. And, oh, they give you samples.
We've had a lot of guys from the areas. A couple of them that I know in particular that have gone down there quite a bit.
Well, that's why I wanted to bring it up, because I think, you know, there's a lot of younger people in our community that didn't know that Shoop's did this. And so I wanted to let people know that if you think you're good, and this is for anyone, by the way, folks, you do not have to be a professional. This is just for the average Joe, amateur person that likes to grill or...
Yeah, if you're listening, Chris, take the smoker.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So... anyway, that's coming up, but you do have to register by Friday, and you can go to shoopscountry.com to do that. Also, next week, WILO will be hosting our annual Stuff the Bus event. It's coming up on Wednesday of next week, so a week from today, 5 o'clock until 7. It's at the Frankfort Walmart parking lot, as it has been in the past. We will get the tubs up before the event. Actually, I'm going over there today to meet with Jamie at Walmart, and we'll get the tubs up prior to the event. So if you can't make that day but you would like to donate, the tubs will be up. So I'll get over there later today. We'll get that arranged, and so you can go to Walmart and start putting your stuff in for Stuff the Bus if you can't make it then next week at this time. So that's a week from today, 5 o'clock until 7 at Walmart. Also, don't forget this weekend, you can discover the charm of Cutler on the last Saturday of every month from 10 o'clock until 5. It's the Cutler Small Shops Celebration. They've got music and food and indoor and outdoor vendors. They have handcrafted gifts, antiques, baked goods, farm market treats, unique creations from the village blacksmith. There's something for everyone at the Cutler Small Shops Celebration. If you would like to find out more, all you have to do is go to Facebook and visit Cutler General Store Village Blacksmith and Antiques. That is a mouthful for Facebook. So, also, the Frankfort Community Public Library is doing the Hoosier Storytellers, and that is in conjunction, I think, with the Hot Dog Festival this weekend. And the Hot Dog Festival is, of course, kicking off on Friday. I saved the big one for last. And they have so many things planned. I literally have, I think, 7 pages of events here in front of me. But it kicks off Friday at 11 o'clock. That's the opening ceremony. And it will run through the weekend there, Friday and Saturday. And it doesn't say there's the church service on Sunday, but somebody told me there was the church service.
I believe so. Okay. They usually do.
And then yesterday, I saw the clip of the singing janitor, Richard Goodall, who is from Indiana. He was amazing.
Yeah, he was.
I hadn't seen him because, you know, right now I don't have a TV yet. I'm pulling that Casper thing where you don't have a TV for right now. So.
Mm-hmm. You don't have time for one anyway.
Not during the summer months, I don't. But anyway, I got to see it on, I don't know if it was Instagram or Facebook. It doesn't matter. And he was amazing. So the singing janitor, Richard Goodall, will be here Saturday night, 8:15. He's America's Got Talent's Golden Buzzer recipient, one of. His came from, I believe, Heidi Klum is who gave him his gold buzzer moment. So that's what was in the clip. And so he'll be here 8:15. That starts. But there's a ton of things going on, and we'll talk about that more as the week progresses as well, because there's just a lot going on. And Kim, of course, was here yesterday to talk about it. So you'll be hearing some news clips from her. But it's the Let's Sizzle and Roll Hot Dog Trail this year, Mel. Huh. So, and she said that she's got so many different hot dog vendors lined up, she finally lost count.
I was listening to, I got to hear part of that yesterday, mm-hmm. and it was like, good grief. I did not realize you could do that much with a dog.
Yes, lots to. Well, you know, the famous Idaho potato tour is coming as well.
Yeah.
It's the world's largest potato on wheels. Oh, and I got to tell you this. I saw this yesterday and I screenshotted it because I wanted to share it with you. It's a good thing they're not coming this year, because the Wienermobile was driving down I-294 Monday when it crashed into a Hyundai sedan and rolled over in the Tri-State Tollway, according to Illinois State Police. So the Wienermobile would not have made it this year, apparently. And they've got pictures of it on its side. It took a roll.
Yeah, the bun was not enough.
No, the bun was not enough to protect it from a roll. Makes you wonder what was happening inside the Wienermobile, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, no kidding.
So it crashed in Chicago. So I saw that yesterday. I'm like, oh, that's funny. I just got to share that with you.
It's funny, but it's not. I mean, you hope everybody was
right.
Okay,
thank you, Carl. The categories, by the way, for the Shoops thing are build a hog burger, chicken, pork loin, pork ribs. There's an open category as well. Recipes need to be submitted. For the open category, you have to use at least one Shoops product, mm-hmm. and that can be a sauce or the seasoning. And then they've got showmanship and the whole deal. So thank you, Carl.
You, there's a 4-H kid who knows how to use Shoops products with,
you know,
salmon.
My brother judged the contest over the weekend.
I was almost disappointed when I saw him sitting there. It's like, well, crap.
He loves it.
He loves doing it. He really does.
He loves it. And my brother he's the person that does the cooking in their household. Mm-hmm. And so he loves all of that anyway.
Oh,
he's super, but he's even taken classes. So he's really into that. But he's always like, you would not believe what these kids can do. Mm-hmm. But he loves it. So anyway, that.
Oh, yeah, it's amazing.
Okay, so I guess we have our guests here.
I like doing sampling and everything. So well, we have half of a guest. Let's put it this way. The other half is not here yet.
Okay, so do we want to continue?
Well, that's what we're kind of waiting for the other half to get here.
Or do you want to start? It's totally up to you.
I don't know. We could. I don't know.
You want to wait?
That's up to you. I think we ought to wait for the other half.
Okay. Well, we can do that.
Because it would make more sense. But
sure.
Yeah. I'm hoping our other one calls in.
Okay.
If she's not coming in.
Okay. There are some other things I wanted to tell you about the Hot Dog Festival coming up. Of course, I told you the opening ceremony is at 11 o'clock on Friday. There is a variety show. We talked about the Sizzle and Roll Hot Dog Trail. Family Zone will be open. Prancing Ponies and Petting Zoo. This is all just on Friday, folks. Mm-hmm. Wabash Valley Artist Society Exhibition. That's at the Frankfort Community Public Library at the Hubbard Gallery. Then, of course, the Dock Dogs are coming back. And those dogs are amazing, aren't they? They do all kinds of different things. They do big air. They do extreme vertical. They go into the water. Then the famous Idaho potato. It's the world's largest potato on wheels. It tips the scale at 4 tons. Then there's pickleball free play. There is Stage 1 Dance Academy. More Dock Dogs. There's a mini circus show with aerial acrobatics, 20 feet in the air.
Mm-hmm.
That's exciting. Magic acts, chair stacking, clowning and comedy, juggling, fire, and too much more for them to list here. So if you're into the circus, that would be fun.
Yeah, like a mini circus.
Mm-hmm. Strolling stilt walkers, balloon artists, jugglers. I will be broadcasting live on Friday from 4 o'clock until 6. Always looking forward to that. It's so fun to go downtown for this. More of the circus show. The beer garden opens Friday at 5 o'clock. So after a long day of work, you know what I say, don't cook, because you can come down and get a fancy hot dog or just a kind of cool hot dog, whatever your tastes may be, and get something to drink. Then at 6 o'clock, Medicinal Bluegrass Band takes the Farmers Bank Performance Center stage. And it is some bluegrass, but they also have old-time Irish gospel, blues, country, all wrapped up, you know, into that. So it's not just hardcore bluegrass for people who want a little bit of a variety. There are some canine demonstrations by the Frankfort Police Department, more Dock Dog events. Then X Generation is a live band tribute to the 90s. So it's playing all your favorite 90s rock, pop, and dance tunes. That'll be fun. That's at Veterans Park.
Mm-hmm.
Then the Raices Festival Clothing Exhibition. I'm looking forward to that.
That'll be neat.
A sneak peek of the traditional clothing exhibition from Latin America, primarily from Mexico. There are 31 states in Mexico, and each has its beautiful traditional clothing that represents different regions of the state. The outfits of each of the regions of the country represent the symbolism of the states, the result of the mixture of Spanish and indigenous culture, as well as the heritage and habitats of the different indigenous groups of the country. So you can learn more about each of these designs, and that's at 7:45 that evening, and that's on the Farmers Bank Performance Center stage as well. The Big 80s Band then takes to Veterans Park, and that's at, I believe, 8:30. So if you're an 80s, which, of course, I'm an 80s gal. I graduated high school in 88, so I really like 80s music. But you can look forward to songs from Prince, Def Leppard, Bon Jovi, Madonna, Cyndi Lauper, Eurythmics, Journey, Rick Springfield, AC/DC, my personal favorite group, Heart, Devo, The Bengals, and more. I like all those.
Mm-hmm.
And at 9 o'clock Friday, Jason Pritchett on the Farmers Bank Performance Center stage, 6-time top 40 Nashville recording artist.
Yep.
Touring with Thomas Rhett. So I'm guessing country music there.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, the concerts that they have all weekend are crazy.
There is so much music. I mean, I'm only a few pages into this packet I've been given, and these are full-size pages, 8x11. So Saturday, wake up and have breakfast with Coach Kids. They'll be serving breakfast, biscuits and gravy, pancakes, fresh fruit, and a drink. And this is all for youth mentoring. So not only is it a good breakfast, but it's all for a good cause. So that's a win-win.
Exactly.
And then Coach Kids is hosting a kids cornhole tournament. And so they're having registration that morning as well. There's a hot dogs double tennis tournament. The deadline to enter for that, by the way, is today. And that's at the Jonell Smith Tennis Courts. But you do have to enter for the Hot Dog Doubles Tennis Tournament by today, folks. So keep that in mind if you wanted to get in on the tennis tournament. Then the BMX Wonder Wheel Stunt Show is coming. That's on Saturday morning at 9:30. Then the Cornhole Tournament we talked about. Over the Top Tour Street Vault. They've done that for several years.
Yeah, they've done that for several years. Sure. They're on the north side square.
Then the Doxy Derby Dachshund race registration takes place. Doxy Ninja Warrior. I don't think about dachshunds as ninja warriors, but it's funny.
Well, and I'm telling you, folks, the weather is going to be great.
Doc Dogs, the circus show, more canine demonstrations. The Family Fun Zone will be open. Silly Safaris live animal show meet and greet. Again, this is Saturday morning. It's at 11 o'clock. And it's the leading provider of live animal conservation education in Indiana and provides over 3,000 conservation-inspiring live animal shows every year throughout the United States. Then there's pickleball free play. I still want to try pickleball. I have not tried it yet. More of the Prancing Ponies and Petting Zoo. More Doc Dogs. Then the actual 15th annual Doxy Derby will take place, and that's at 11 o'clock, along with the Doxy Ninja Warrior Contest. I just picture the little dachshunds and little outfits.
Ninja contest. Yeah. That's what I was thinking, too. I know that's probably not true. I don't know.
But yeah. I know. A BMX stunt show, Artist Alley. You can come and show your artistic skills and have your artwork displayed in Ellis Artist Alley for all the world to see, and that's on Saturday. Then the Recovery Community Choir is at 1 o'clock. That's at Veterans Park. There's going to be, I love this, STEM Adventures Solar-Powered S'mores Oven. That's at the library. And so then Hoosier Storytellers, we talked about this time. The Hot Dog Hall of Fame returns to the library for the third year. And so this is to be interviewed and inducted at the Frankfort High School later in the afternoon. So you can check that out. More circus shows at 1:45, Faith Family Praise Team. That's at Veterans Park. The Clinton County Youth Theater, Clinton Street Stage, performing Under the Sea from The Little Mermaid. And it just goes on and on. I'm not even halfway through Saturday yet. So is our other guest here. I don't want to give it all away today because it's early and we can talk about it.
Well, and like I said, the weather is going to be fantastic. It's going to be low to mid 80s.
Okay.
All weekend.
Really?
And cool nights. I mean, Friday night, we get down to 59.
Oh, really? That's perfect.
Yeah. It's going to be great weather all weekend. So no reason why you can't get out and enjoy.
Okay, I'll give you the festivities. I will tell you who. So Cade Thompson is one of the band's Saturday night Veterans Park contemporary Christian music artist. And then it's the singing janitor Richard Goodall at 8:15, and that's on the Farmers Bank Performance Center stage at 8:15 that evening. I got to turn the page. Okay, that's a song too. Then 8:30 at Veterans Park, Matt Mayer. I hope I'm saying his name right.
Yep.
And he is also a Christian artist.
Yep.
And then at 9 o'clock at the Farmers Bank Performance Center stage, this is Saturday night we're talking about now, Hotel California, A Salute to the Eagles.
I'm all for that.
Mm-hmm.
Most definitely.
On a dark desert highway.
Uh-huh.
So those are just some of the things happening at the Frankfort Hot Dog Festival. So there is a lot going on this weekend.
Just a few things happening
this weekend. So we'll have all of that. Yeah. So
no crazy. Okay. Plus, there's concerts going on. You got concerts going on over at Lafayette.
That's right.
Concert at Benatar going on Saturday
night. I will give folks
night.
A little yep. heads up to keep your eyes on Facebook today.
Yep. Okay. You might see some.
You'll have a chance to win. I'm just going to say, you will have a chance to win today.
And we're not going to say what, but.
We aren't? Okay, we won't.
All right.
They have to go there.
Concert,
no? There you go.
All right, concert tickets.
There you go.
And it might be more than one concert, so you can check it out on Facebook.
We'll do that after we get done here. We haven't done it quite yet, so.
Yep, nope, but yeah, you're going to want to hang out. So I'm going to.
You want to take
a
quick early break here?
Go and take it.
Okay, sounds good.
Yippee, yippee.
All right, you're listening to Party Line on WILO and Boone 102.7 FM.
Your home for classic hits, 1570 AM, 96.9 FM, and now at 102.7 FM. This is WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
Having your jewelry, coins, and collectibles properly appraised is often one of those projects that just gets backburnered. In the unfortunate event of a loss, however, you are going to want to be comfortable that your documentation is thorough and accurate, and no one is more qualified than Virk's Fine Jewelry.
And some of you may not be aware, but Jeff Virk is the only GIA graduate gemologist in residence in the greater Lafayette area.
And Liz and I both are the only International Society of Appraisers members in Lafayette, combined with the only two USPAP-compliant appraisers for personal property.
Insurance, liquidation, fair market, divorce, family disbursement, and more. It can sometimes be critical that you have a detailed document prepared by a qualified appraiser.
In these fluid and ever-changing markets, it's more important than ever to make sure your appraisal is up to date and your appraiser is properly trained, credentialed, and current with the latest legislation and standards.
Virk's Fine Jewelry checks all of the right boxes for education, training, qualifications, certifications, and experience.
Let Virk's Fine Jewelry be your personal jeweler while also offering Lafayette's largest and most complete jewelry store.
Corner of 18th and Main, Lafayette, Virk's.com.
Hey everyone, it's Rick with Freckles Graphics. You want to make a long-lasting impression without breaking the bank? Freckles Graphics is your one-stop spot for all your marketing needs with a wide range of services including graphic design, screen printing, embroidery, embossing, laser etching, all your signage and promotional needs. Trust the pros at Freckles Graphics. We got you covered. Get what you want, how you want, and when you want it without sacrificing quality. Your satisfaction is guaranteed, so check us out at FrecklesGraphics.com. That's FrecklesGraphics.com, your partner in success.
I've got great news for you. Hi, I'm Matt Lambert, CEO of Encompass Credit Union. Did you know becoming an Encompass member is easier than ever? If you live, work, attend school, or worship in Tipton, Clinton, or Howard counties, you're eligible to join. And not just you, but spouses, children, and parents of eligible folks can become members too. Plus, any business or organization in Tipton, Clinton, or Howard counties can also become a member. At Encompass Credit Union, we're all about community. Ready to join? Visit EncompassCU.org. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded, just like you.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it, right at your fingertips. We have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and HoosierLandTV.com archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representatives. Find out what the buzz is all about. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that make people want to change the subject, rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on with your family. Call State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort at 765-659-5678 and put the life back in life insurance.
These days, we all want our money to go just a little bit further. We also want to support local businesses. When you visit the Big Deals online store, you can do both. Shop anytime. The store is always open and loaded with great deals. Buy discounted gift certificates to local businesses and spend them just like cash. Visit online or download the Big Deals app to shop right from your phone. Shop local, buy local with Big Deals.
Are you ready for a smoother ride? Head over to Big O Tires, the team you trust next to Parkies in Lebanon. Their expert team is dedicated to keeping you on the road with top quality tires and exceptional service. Schedule your appointment today for a hassle-free experience. Call Big O Tires in Lebanon today. And don't forget to check Big O Tires out on Facebook for exclusive deals and updates. And like manager John and owner Alan always say...
And don't forget, go Cowboys.
Come on, John.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
To haul with confidence, get to TC Trailers. At TC Trailers, they believe in three things: variety, value, and customer service. With over 300 trailers on their lot, they've got options to suit every need. And if they don't have it, they'll get it. There's always a friendly face waiting for you to answer your questions. As a family-owned business, they keep their overhead low and pass on those savings to you. Plus, with TC Trailers financing options, getting your dream trailer has never been easier. Visit tc-trailers.com today. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
Did you know there are benefits to window tinting other than that cool and sleek look? Keeping your vehicle's interior protected is one of those benefits. Marchand's Window Tinting does top quality window tint installation that comes with a lifetime warranty. Located on State Road 39 in Antioch, Marchand's Window Tinting is professional and locally owned with years of expertise.
This is Alan Marchand at Marchand's Window Tinting, and we stick it where the sun shines.